Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Heinie Mueller. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting third. The right fielder, George Harper. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al DeVormer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Burley Grimes. Pitching for the New York Giants, Burley Grimes. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Pick. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm can't make a play. That's a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al DeVormer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeVormer hits a pop-up towards short. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevenson. The throw from DeVormer and he is out, Jackson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindstrom strikes out. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a line drive into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Root covering, for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 1 in the game. Pick hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Rausch hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Rausch reaches third base with a triple. Al DeVormer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeVormer is 0 for 1 in the game. DeVormer takes first base on ball 4. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grimes bunts towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to home to get Rausch. Grimes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root bunts towards first. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 2 in the game. Pick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Pick reaches second base with a double. Root moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Harper trying to get to third. Wilson throws the ball into Pick, who tags Harper for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hornsby moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mueller, who is chasing the ball. Grimm reaches third base with a triple. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Hartnett moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-2 in the game. Root bunts towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to third. Beck moves to second. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Rausch hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Wilson is chasing the ball. Rausch rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Al DeVormer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeVormer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeVormer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick can't make a play. That's a base hit. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimes bunts towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimes moves to second. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive towards first. Grimm catches it and throws to second to double up Grimes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pick hits a line drive into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Grimm hits a pop-up towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hartnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hartnett tags and moves to third. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 2 in the game. Root hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 4 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Roush strikes out. One out. Mel Ott pinch hits for Al DeVormer. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Doc Farrell pinch hits for Burley Grimes. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.